And here we go. More squirrel talk. Yes, back by popular demand after Friday's feature on National Squirrel Appreciation Day. More information on the appreciation of squirrels as food. And if you're not disgusted by the idea, there are a lot of Illinois-based recipes for everything from stew to enchiladas, and most of them from downstate, including from the village of Kaskaskia. You were born there?
I was.
That's Emily Lyons, who's a member of the Immaculate Conception Church in Kaskaskia. It has an incredible history going back to the 1600s. And to celebrate that history, two cookbooks were published, hundreds of recipes, including from back when people ate what nature had to offer. Have you had squirrel, Emily?
Well, I have, but not much. We lived sort of in the middle of the island, and we had more rabbits around us.
Kaskaskia was the first state capital of Illinois. Of course, a more central location was decided on, which turned out to be a solid move because the Mississippi River decided to start making a new channel.
1881 is when it finally cut all the way through.
Yeah, making Kaskaskia an island. Most residents left, and today about 50 people live there, mostly farmers who raise
corn and soybean and wheat.
But back to the cookbooks, where you can find a half dozen or more recipes involving squirrel, such as
squirrel stew and barbecue squirrel.
And a lot more non-squirrel recipes, including from way back to French settlers in the 1700s.
Apple peach or berry dumplings and sour milk pancakes, crackers, how to make your own crackers, snow ice cream, and the different jellies, blackberry jelly, apple butter, grape wine, beer.
She's delightful, isn't she? Emily Lyons, who says if you Google Kaskaskia Church cookbook, you'll be able to figure out how to order it, or just call the church and leave a message. From the farm to your belly, yesterday was National Pie Day, and today's National Peanut Butter Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.